What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Lauren Shay, L.A. from South Central L.A. You know today was a good day. We're out here once again in these kickstreaming streets with the Shay Nanigans Podcast Episode 4 featuring my boy, The Black Up. I do want to just let people know and give you a little heads up. We did have a couple technical difficulties during our segment today, but there's a lot of good advice, beautiful wisdom, and a lot of feedback that I do want you to hear within our talk today with The Black Up. So please listen in. And if you would be interested in being a part of this show as well, make sure you reach out to us either via Twitter or Discord. And we would love to have any other Kick affiliates that would like to come and share their journey and their feedback on Kick streaming. Take care of yourselves and be well. Let's get into it. Settled some of our internet issues that we were having today. I do deeply apologize. A Black Up was on a roll, giving us his spiel on all the things in these kickstreaming streets. So I do want to pick it up where we left off, reintroduce him to some that might not have got a chance to engage with us earlier on episode 4 of this podcast. Remind people he's a kick OG who's been out here doing his big one in these kick streaming streets, and he has all the tea for us on the beginning, where we are now, and the future of what this platform will and is to become. He knows it all. Yes, he does. Listen, he's like, I don't know if I know everything. Yes, you do, sir. So It's back on to you, my king. How are you doing? How you feeling, my love? I'm sorry about all that.
I'm doing fine. Like I said, I'm not at work currently, so I'm always doing great when I'm not there being stressed out.
That part. Aren't we all better when we not under stress and duress? So I know that I'm, again, blessed to have you in this space, and I know we were last talking about some of the things that bring us over to this platform called Kick. So if you don't mind rehashing just a little bit about what brought you over to Kick streaming and then what we're doing over here for content.
Okay. Well, as I said before, the reason I came over here originally, because shout out to my man, Ben Kaifo, he put me on the Kick and I will always appreciate him for it. I was over here and I saw that you guys didn't have a lot of things, but there was no API, there was no stuff to hide behind, there was no channel points. There wasn't really even a bot for really helping people out at first.
There wasn't.
Shout out to Botrix and Ace, because he was one of the people building stuff for Kick and no one knew.
Hey, Bab.
He was doing it for shits and giggles and just having fun.
Amen.
And I got over here. I was like, all right, so I don't have channel points. I don't have this and that. All right, I'm going to have to think really outside of my box in my warehouse to keep people entertained. And I couldn't hide behind my game anymore, because that's what I really did. I just gamed and I didn't really talk a lot.
Right.
So I had to force myself out of my comfort zone to talk. Even when people weren't talking to me, I would keep talking.
That part.
That's the thing I want all my small streamers, not even small streamers, streamers starting out to realize.
That part, tell them.
Talk to yourself. If someone interacts with you, start talking to them. Talk about a subject you have passion about. Mm. I'm an anime nerd. I will talk about that shit for hours.
You know, we
love you. Get bored with me.
That's the part.
The thing, you gotta just talk. If you talk, your energy will attract eventually the people who are going to like your stuff to you. You just got to talk.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah,
that's
I do.
The name of the game.
And I came over here, and I, like I said, I met you, I met Globby, I met Baby Grimm, I met Iron Llama. I'm sorry, I'm just going to keep dropping name people, because
yes,
I don't think Hydration fucking stocked, because he was going on his way to becoming a straight up Fortnite god, and he is a Fortnite god. I leave that to him, and I'm like, I can't build and play this.
No, I cannot. Building.
Y'all do that. Yeah. No. And I got to know you. Got to know all of y'all. Got to know my man DJ Smitty Fresh.
Yes, one of the baddest DJs in these kitchen streets. Y'all better know it.
And I got to know a lot of people on this platform. I can keep naming people. Still Surf 83, Gary and the Barbarian.
Yes.
First of all, if you don't know, I Lord, you would love her because she is just as bubbly and kind as you are.
Yes, she is. Yes, I've got to engage with her, and I'm like, oh, we see each other. We're right here with it. Such a queen.
She is. And I like Kick because of that, because it's going to force creators, if you don't have something big, you're going to have to upgrade and level up your creation.
Right.
And that's all it is. Absolutely. This is a learning. This is a learning process. You're not going to be great in a day. Please don't start streaming and think you're going to make $1 million in 5 seconds. It doesn't work like that.
Listen, we can't all be Kai and the Aiden Rosses and all these things. And I don't think people realize that none of those people just started off just having millions and billions of dollars and things like that. Not even saying they have billions now and stuff like that. But they didn't come in. They got it from the mud. And they, like you said, they got creative. And even though they might have channel points and different things to encourage them on Twitch and things like that, that's not what keeps people. It's the energy you put into your content. It's what kind of stuff you choose to create, the kind of space you create around you, how welcoming your environment is, and entertainment, y'all. This is a new aspect of the entertainment industry that is untapped by so many. But for those of us like you saying, you're like, heck, I've been doing this since 2010. I'm like, you was ahead of the game. And had I known kind of what this would look like today back then, I too would have probably taken it more serious back in 2010. Yeah,
I didn't take it serious because at that time I had a good job. I was still in school. I'm one of the few people that could say, hey, I have a bachelor's degree in crime scene investigation. Oh, no one actually knows that.
Come on, Law and Order, teach us.
Look, I don't want to have to. I got that degree, did that industry for about 3 years, and then I couldn't do it anymore. And it's not that I didn't like the job. It's all the stuff I ended up seeing.
Okay.
And that's why I'm gonna leave it at that. That it's not something I'll talk about.
Right.
It's just, I'd rather, because you're my friend, I'd rather you not have to envision those things.
I know. Listen, and I appreciate that, even that kind of thinking and that kind of empathy, because, you know, I also come from the field of mental health, where I was dealing with kids in a lot of compromising situations, dealing with homicide, a lot of things. So I understand when you, like, I wouldn't talk to people either about certain things. So I'm like, oh, I don't want to bring you down, but I do want to encourage people that we might not sometimes want to share with our people, or, you know, shift energy and all that stuff and pass it on to other people. But I do hope that we have people that we can talk to, be it a therapist or that one friend that you can confide in, to share that stuff with and not have to bottle it in.
Well, no, I went to therapy. I'm not even going to lie. I did it, and it wasn't because I didn't trust my friends. Mm-hmm. I felt like they shouldn't have to carry a burden that I can go talk to someone who understands that burden.
And who's
forgetting your mental health, right?
There you go. We love that. We're actually going to talk more about mental health like we always try to during this podcast just a little bit later. But I did want to know from you, since you have been in the space for a while now in these Kickstreamer streets, what can I expect when I go to your channel? What can I typically expect to see as a, say I'm somebody who's completely brand new to being in your stream?
Well, for me, you're going to expect me to giggle. You're going to expect me to talk randomness. Sometimes you may see me play scary games and become a chicken in 5 seconds because I don't always like scary things. I don't like things popping out at me, and I happen to have the bad habit of scary games draw me in, and then I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want to finish it, right? Oh my God, that just happened to me too.
Like, one of the first things I got to come on here stream was Resident Evil 7.
Oh,
and I didn't like being trapped in a house with hillbillies. I didn't like black gooey things trying to off me. And I was like, why is this a thing? Why are y'all enjoying this? But I like to talk about people with different topics. I have on my YouTube, I have what's called the Otaku Talk Podcast, where we talk about anime. And general media things, just to have some fun and get some things that we enjoy out there. I do script writing. I'm overly perfectionist, if that makes sense. Like, okay. I'll write a script, then film it, and then I'll be like, I don't like this. Start over. And then okay. I'm like 30 scripts later, I'm like, this is annoying. But those are the things. Also, I try and like show people stuff that I found that may help their stream easier, and that's something I like doing. Even if nobody watches, I still do it.
There you go, right there. Because what's the reason why you got into streaming in the first place, Black Up? Teach us.
The original reason I got into streaming was just to have fun.
Baby,
like, there was no other purpose. Yep. It was just to have fun and right. play my games and then talk junk with people that didn't like what I was playing. I'd be like, okay, there's another place you can go. I'm good. But the thing is, at the end of the day, if you don't like do what you're doing, then you have to look in the mirror and do this. All right, I don't like the way this is working. Maybe I should try something different.
Can we all clip that, dip that, sip on it, and lick that if we have to? Because that is some good tea and information, and that I don't feel like people take that to heart. It's like we all miss that Michael Jackson song, Man in the Mirror, somehow. I'm like, y'all ain't never heard Man in the Mirror? I'm starting with the Man in the Mirror. I'm asking him to come on now, teach us, Black Up.
Like, for me, I now play a lot of story-driven games. I like just having yes. fun. I've literally gone back to playing stuff like I played my Yu-Gi-Oh! Duels offline because people don't need to see me play. I see my Personas. I play my Mass Effects. I just yes. have fun with things I enjoy. I enjoy a good story. I know other people be like, oh, this is boring. That's okay. I will mm-hmm. tell you that's not boring. But to me, I enjoy a good story.
I do that too.
That is oldest things in this world is a good story. And a story can always tell us a lot of things.
It sure can. I love me a good JRPG, a good Final Fantasy, a Kingdom Hearts, a Drac. You already know what time it is.
I already know. And I'm just like, that's what I enjoy doing. Will I have my songs momentarily? Yes, I'll sometimes put on my coconut bra and just give y'all a ballad of very bad karaoke. For me to laugh at, because to me it's hilarious. Because I go back to Chris Farley, go fat guy in the little.
I toes. Love Chris Farley, rest in peace.
And I'll just be like, all right, big guy in the coconut bra. Yeah. I'm just saying, hey, it's just fun to do.
And thank you for saying that and for doing that and staying true to yourself, because I feel like some of us forget that at the core of this, I feel like we get into it to one, sometimes try to connect with other people. I don't feel like anybody really turns the camera on, usually with the expectancy to not try to meet other people or connect with them, or at least want to be a little bit seen by others. Don't mean we're attention whores or anything like that, but usually if we turn the camera on to try to be seen, we might just want people might see us or connect with us, whatever the case may be. However, with that being said, I do feel like it's easy to lose yourself in the streaming space and to try to get, especially for people that get obsessed with views or they want to get more subscribers, they want to get to the quote unquote top of the play, like to get more crazier and crazier and crazier with their content, but also start doing things that they're not comfortable with doing in the long run and making some quick decisions that have long-lasting effects. So I gonna give you a huge shout out to staying true to yourself, staying true to your content, doing things that you love, whether you're like, hell, you're like, no one might watch me come play my little Dragon Quest game or whatever, but I don't give a damn. I'm playing it because I freaking like it. So thank you for setting that example in the community. We need more of that.
Well, at the end of the day, if I don't like what I'm doing, why are you going to like what I'm doing?
It's
that simple.
That is like a message.
It's like how Sugar Bear plays 2K. I don't understand 2K. I'm just like, hey, I can go outside and do this. But you know what? She enjoys it, and I'm happy she does it.
Yes, and because of her energy and her skill that she puts into it, it makes you go, okay, I can get into this. And I love, again, that people are taking time not only to support one another because of the games we're playing, but because of the type of connections that we do have with one another through these virtual spaces right here in Kickstream. And so it is a community. I know sometimes the community can seem like it's in shambles and on fire, but I will bet you the wig off my head, you will meet at least one person in this community that you'll be grateful that you met if you try out Kickstreaming more so than people that you don't.
Let's see. Hold on. I can give you that list right now. You, JoJo, Fuzz, Twist and Jays, because Twist and Jays is a really knowledgeable person about PCs and everything, and I get a lot of great advice from them.
Let's see.
Surf, Barbarian, Injured Bear, even though she left. I'm sad that she left.
Yeah.
But I get why she left. It's because too much. I gotta say, can I just say this really quick?
We keep it real in this podcast. Yes, we do.
I'm getting sick and tired of three things people keep doing. People keep bitching about the front page. People keep bitching that no one comes to watch them. People keep bitching this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm. Here's some
advice I'd like y'all to take. Step one, watch your own video. Watch it all the way to the end.
Watch it all the way to the end.
Ask your question, would you watch you?
That's what I always
say. If you answer that question and say no, why are you complaining?
Mm.
Two, I can understand some of y'all might be mad. I can get why sometimes. I've seen some people are getting like special treatment and it seen it. It happens, but it happens everywhere. It happened in Rumble. Mm. It happened on Mixer. It happens on Twitch every other fucking day. It happened on all these platforms. I get it. It's something we have to all deal with.
Right.
But let your content speak for you. Make it so they can't ignore you. Make it like that's literally what you need to do. Make it so that they can't ignore it. If someone says, oh, this sucked, but they come back and say, this person has 400 people and we are not giving him this, that, and the third, that'll make them look at you.
Wow.
Stop putting yourself down because you feel like you deserve this, that, and the third. Right. If you deserve it, go take it.
There you go. Teach them. Lessons are being learned tonight, I so hope.
Like, I've been doing this 14 years. I don't have that big a following. I have maybe maybe 300 people that follow me here. But you know what? I put my heart and my soul in the 300 people that follow me.
Amen.
That is the whole point.
Yeah.
I don't need, as a wise man once told me, you know how many friends you really need in life? Five. Five people who will have your back. And when shit goes left, they'll be the people who go, oh, you got a problem? Those five people will be right there looking them in the face like, make a move and we got it.
That part right there. And it's so crazy you said that because I never got to meet my grandfather, unfortunately, on my mom's side or my dad's really. They both had passed away before I was born. But my mom always said, your granddad said, if you can count your friends on one hand, you are truly blessed. And that is just so ironic that you said that because it's so true. I think people believe you're going to come up in these spaces and, you know, want to make all these friends. And in life, too, outside of this, and now you want to have 20 friends, 30 friends. I'm like, nope. It's just like B, you said, all you need is about one, two, three, four, maybe five good ride or dies, and you have been surely blessed.
They will hold it down. I have five best friends.
Amen.
Those people know me so well. They knew my parents. They've been to my house. They've been invited to my Thanksgiving, and I don't invite people to Thanksgiving half the time.
Mm.
They are family like that.
Their kids are
my nieces and nephews, and I spoil the crap out of them for reasons.
Oh, yes. We love the kids.
Oh, don't worry, Lauren. When you start getting packages shipped, it just says BU on it. I don't want to hear nothing.
Thank you, Unc. You know, we're not giving everybody the uncle and auntie title. There's only a few. But, and I think you were one of the first ones to congratulate us. I was like, thank you, Unc. You already know.
Look, like you had told your story of stuff, and I had heard stuff and I kept it to myself because that was your personal business your great news to share. My whole thing is for new people streaming. If you want to stream, but make sure this is what you want to do. Even if it's just your side thing, enjoy what you do.
Right.
Love what you do. And start looking into the stuff when you do. Like, don't just drop a clip on YouTube and expect it to go viral. Put a little bit of editing into it. Just like 5 minutes. Just like find the cool thing. I don't want to spend like an hour looking through a video. Just go, oh, that's where it got good.
That part right there. Put your highlights, put your clips. And that's a piece of advice that I feel like I can take too. Talking about not just new streamers. Some of us has been doing this for now going on a little bit over 2 years. I don't take advantage of short form content like that. I do see that you do. You know, one of the main things that I truly enjoyed when I do go on TikTok every seldom now and then is to get to see you doing your motivational morning talks. That's why I titled the episode The Motivated Samurai, because you know you do your otaku, you do your samurai and all your big ones right there. But you also really do help keep me and I think a lot more people that you may even know motivated and encouraged with your messages and words of the day. So can you speak a little bit about what inspired you to try to speak more motivation into people through social media?
Again, I had hit a depression point because I have those once in a while. Sometimes the world gets to me and I got to go. And I talked to one of the wisest women in my family. It's mine. That was my sister's mother. She's the greatest person ever.
Man.
And she told me things that I have, it's just still engraved in my head. What do you got to be really depressed about? Sure, the world will always be bad, but your outlook on life doesn't have to be bad. You control that. You control that motive, and no one can take that from you. So even in the darkest of days, there is always going to be a little bit of sunlight. You just have to find it and keep it.
Yeah. Being the light in a dark world, baby. We be trying and you be doing. So thank you for spreading love and light in a world that we know can be scary, can be cruel, can be harsh. But I'm glad we do have places like this or social media. And when we go out with our friends and our loved ones and stuff to just have that good energy and share in the joy of life. So thank you for being a light, my brother, out here in this dark
world. I mean, thank yourself, because you are also a light out here. You be doing things behind the scenes and people want to get mad at you for it. But that's a whole other thing. I'm sorry.
And you know what's so crazy? And what I can say, and this is not just for myself, because you know I've been called all kinds of things, that I'm selfish, that I'm just for me, that nothing I'm really doing is actually helping people and all that good stuff. And I do want to tell you, for the million and one things that you do right and kind, try to do charity events, try to help people out, raising money for people who are homeless, giving back when you don't have it your damn self, can we talk about it, and trying to uplift the people that are trying to grow and glow, people will never give you your flowers on that in the same way that they will put you on blast or on display for the one thing or the two things that they don't like about you. And I want to remind people to stay encouraged and drown out that noise, because there are so many more Black ups in this world that do have your back, that do see the light, that do want to share that space in the sunlight with you, than those that would try to drag you into the darkness. So let them drown themselves out.
Look, at the end of the day, I try to be me.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to be a-hole, I can be a-hole. I have no problem with it. Mm-hmm. But why am I going to waste energy being angry? It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. It takes more energy to be angry than it does to be happy. So I choose to be happy. It also helps me get less gray hair. You know, I got enough stress in my life. I don't have to worry about this. But
you rocking them grays though, BU. We see you.
But I just need people to stop stressing, like, oh, Eddie needs to be in my stream. Like, no, he doesn't.
No.
Eddie has a company to run. He ain't got always time for that. He got stuff he got to do.
Right.
Andrew got stuff he got to do.
Right.
If you guys want to be awesome, but you have to accept that you're awesome yourself first. No one else is going to love you until you love you. Put that in your head.
Get it in your spirit. You got to start with you. And it really speaks volumes about how the way people treat others. I always feel like this. The way people treat other people is a reflection of how you treat yourself. So if you're always talking down about people, if you're always speaking ill about other people, if you're always looking for the bad part of people or unnecessary things, I feel like you might not have a great relationship within yourself. Maybe you're not speaking highly and feeling good about yourself. It's very easy, I feel like, for myself and people like Black Up to be encouraging, to be uplifting, because why? We feel good on the inside. We all right. We all right, and we gonna pray for anybody that might not be feeling themselves and feeling 100. So just have to put that out there as well. We see each other, brother.
Look, exactly, my sister. Like, what it is, it's like I sat in a town hall yesterday.
You did? I only watched about 5 minutes off of BBJ stream, and I sat myself away, and I went.
Yeah, I sat in there, and I just heard the same thing.
Okay.
And I understood some things, and I was like, but y'all are still doing the same thing.
Sounds a bit stagnant.
You're complaining about the front. And I understand that you can't get on the front. Some of your points were valid. Because, and I would say again, there's always favoritism in everything. There's favoritism in life. It's not fair, but sure. It's not, we can change it. Life was not meant to be fair. Some people get to have an easy life, and some people get to have a hard.
Right.
But it's the people who have a hard life that have learned and suffered, and then they go on to be the greatest thing out there because of everything they've gone through.
Absolutely.
Hell, I've been homeless.
Come on, talk about it. You and I both.
Like, that is very, like, shocking in life when you learn to be homeless for a month. It is very stressful.
Yes, it is.
But I've made the point that if I can help people, I will help them. I feel like that's what I'm meant to do. Even if I help 10 people in my entire life, those 10 people were worth helping.
Every time. Every time. But
see, I'm going on to other things, and we talking about streaming. I'm so sorry.
No, but that's real life, and I feel like it circles back to streaming because I know we turn these cameras on, and sometimes we just want to get away from it all by playing the game and connecting with people. But like you're saying, when given the opportunity to do to give back and to do the right thing in this space. It's very interesting, especially when we have multiple people gathered, what we end up making the topics about. Again, I wasn't in that town hall. I haven't watched more than 2 or 3 minutes of something that Andrew said, and I don't know anything else about it. However, I do want, when we have these conversations among the KIC community, to be forward-thinking, to be positive, to be coming from a place of trying to grow and uplift the next person. What it should not be is, I deserve, I'm entitled to, why not me? And when it becomes that, we're missing the community aspect of it, really, and trying to make it better for everyone. And just to speak to your point about people wanting the front page and perhaps not getting featured, I've said this for the umpteenth time. This is a business. It's like you said, Eddie be busy doing his little, working in Australia, doing whatever he's doing, right? And there's other people on the platform and staff as well, correct? And sometimes when you have a business, whether it be somewhere like a Target or Versace or, you know, Ross, whatever the case may be, they put their front runners or the mannequins that they want on display. Don't make the people that's on the front page fake. Now, don't take me out of context and be like, yes, see, she said they're mannequins and that's because they're all fake ass bitches. No. It's because there's something that they're seeing within these people that they are comfortable having represent them on the front page. So perhaps some people are not getting that kind of attention. Perhaps there's something that you're doing with your content that maybe they do not feel comfortable having on the front page. And if you want to keep talking about it, about, well, they don't want this and they don't want that, and you can't make a platform change itself if the platform don't want to change and it want to have who it have. You can't force it. So just keep doing what you're doing and be happy with with what that reaps. Amen?
Amen. Pretty much just do you at that point. That's why I just want to start a t-shirt line. Just says, do you.
Yeah.
Don't do this person. Don't do that person. If you start copying other people to be a streamer, then you have learned nothing in streaming. Mm-hmm. Because you're not you anymore. You're no longer genuine.
Right. You're just a caricature.
You're a carbon copy of like four other people put together. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. And I think that that's one thing that I have a little bit of an edge up in this community, I feel like, over some other times of people, is that I have no experience with streaming or streamers. When I came into space, I didn't know who Kai was. I didn't know an Amaranth. I didn't know what Xuse. I had no idea. When Aiden Ross came over, I came on here before Aiden Ross. You did too. And so when he came over here, I was like, I don't know who this little boy is. And to be honest, I was like, and I don't care. But, and I do want to ask you this, because, you know, there's this state right now, I guess we're in a transition. I didn't realize how much this person was allegedly, quote unquote, carrying the platform, because I've seen so many posts about, oh, if Aiden's leaving, the world's going to fall apart and there's going to be no more Kick. So I didn't realize how much maybe this person is putting into the platform. But I want to hear your opinion as well. What do you feel like the current state of Kick streaming is overall, and now with this news of Aiden Ross exiting the platform?
I feel like Kick is in that awkward teen phase where it doesn't know what it wants to be, but it's trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And Aiden Ross, if he's leaving, I wish him nothing but the best of luck. I don't know him personally. You do you, dude. I give you much credit.
Yeah.
You're a great streamer. You're not my type of streamer, because I don't like drama and animosity and all that type of stuff. That's not me. I've lived that enough in life. I grew up in the 90s, dude. That's basically that.
The opposite of everything that you were like trying to be down with.
Like, I'm not down with drama and all this reality flash and all that. No, I'm good. I'm almost in my 40s. I ain't got time for that stuff no more. I'm just like, I want to be that old man that just owns my own house and just mows my lawn in my set flip flops and some socks. I just want to be that. That's all I want to be. Just like, socks. Man,
socks. I can't with the socks.
Look, I am one of those still old. My grandmother and my mother, I've always said it, I'm that old soul person. All I do want to do is just sit back, relax, have my painted white fence, my house, and just be like, you know what? Y'all kids keep doing y'all. Y'all talk about all you want. Y'all keep having y'all pants around y'all ankles. I'm not about that. Y'all have fun.
Yeah. But just peace.
Kick is, I want to say it, I feel like Kick needs to acknowledge more of the talent we have here. There is actually a lot of talented people here that I don't really feel like they get recognized a lot, and that's why they leave. And I can understand that. If you put in all this time, effort, and energy, and then no one at least goes, hey, I see you.
Yeah.
Whereas you gave a person $1 million, they came over here, then when their contract was up, they're like, I am out, thanks.
Yeah, bye. Thanks for the millions. I'm going to go spend them on someone else.
And they go right back to another platform that still gives them more millions and they ain't got to worry about it.
I know. The rich really do get richer, and it's bad to see sometimes.
The only thing I really want Kick to go ahead and do, because I understood you're doing things in the process, I get that. But I don't think we needed a TV app for the API. That's just me. I could be wrong. I don't think we needed that first. And I'm not trying to start drama. I'm not trying to start shit. I'm just being honest. Yeah. I don't think we needed a TV app. I don't think we needed, like, these six people to be signed over here for millions of dollars that could have gone back into the platform to do other things.
Thank you. Right.
I understand we need eyes on us, but there is a whole plethora, and I'm going to say this again, a plethora of talented individuals who sit and Kick and stream and do their thing and have fun that you're not acknowledging. I don't know what it is. Like, I've watched Kick picks and I see some of the people they pick. I'm going, okay, I'll give you a checkout because I've never seen you before.
Right.
And then there are other people I go, okay. They've streamed on here once. You know what? Not even gonna touch that one. No, no. Y'all are smarter than me. Good.
Yeah, right.
But I just I feel like I need Kick to invest more in the homegrown people, the people who have been busting their ass.
Thank you.
Like I would say his name, Mr. Butter, who'd been deserved to be fucking verified at KCBI. Give him his.
Don't know why.
It's 18 times. After 10 times, I sat there with something's not adding up. Two plus two is four, not eight. What's going on here? You can't just sit here and give us a blank statement and not give him the reason why. If he met the criteria, give him the title.
What is the reason? I'm going to be every time
I know by me saying this, I am signing my word of never getting anything, but I didn't get in the streaming to get shit from it. I got here to give out. I don't come
in.
No,
and there shouldn't, and I hope that that's not the mentality. And I know sometimes people feel discouraged, like, oh, if I say something against Massa, they're going to grab the whip on me. But that's really not... I can't say the same for everybody. It depends on how you're going about it. Like right now, you're providing constructive criticism. You're giving a genuine, real, raw feedback. You speak in facts. You speak in the same thing. When I first saw Mr. BB getting denied multiple times, I went straight to staff and about it. And staff had told me, well, there must be something that they're going on. They're going to investigate further. I reached out direct. That was the response I got. So there's only so much we can do in this space, but we should never feel like we can't ask questions and we can't advocate. It's the way that some people go about quote unquote advocacy that I feel like it doesn't put you in a position to want to respond to them. For example, I'll use this real quick and I'm gonna get off me because I know we have it's a conversation in general, so I gotta interject here and there, but I want to keep the focus on you. I do want to say this. There was a couple people yesterday, you know, I had this award show that we hosted last year within our own community. I know you know it well. Black up, you already know the tea. And there was we have another one coming up with Fuzz and Sugar, put it together for affiliates only coming up next week. That's their idea. They invited me to come on and help host as well. And I appreciate that. But I've gotten a lot of backlash about certain different awards that was offered again within my own community, just something we were doing to acknowledge the people. And there's a way that certain people delivered their feedback as, well, Lauren, here's what I would have done instead. Or, well, Lauren, why did you do it like this? That allowed me the opportunity to respond, give my perspective, and then be like, okay, you know what? I appreciate your feedback. I'll consider that in the future. And then there are people that were just straight up assholes, like, you're a failure. You suck. Your race. I mean, all these things. And I'm like, you really think if you come at me a certain way, just like people that come at the platform, you really feel like people are going to respond to you with kindness and good feedback and energy after you come at them like an asshole? That doesn't make any sense to anybody.
Okay, so let me get this straight really quick. So there were some people who used their brains and spoke to you like you're a person.
Thank you.
Then there were big babies who just didn't get what they wanted and wanted to cuss you out. See, I put babies in corners and tell them to stay over there for a minute. Then when you're done and you talk to me like a normal person, we can have this conversation again. Okay.
There you go. And then get mad when you want to place a boundary and be like, well, I don't want to continue this further. You've already insulted me, my intelligence, my culture, all these other things. I now don't want to talk to you. Now I'm the villain.
See, Lord, this is where me and you are different. See, I sit back and I'll be like, is that all you got? Come on. I'll start clapping. Like, come on, you got more than that. Come on, get it out your chest. Get it off the system really quick. Come on. All right. Do you feel better now that you've had your tantrum? I'm gonna go get you some milk. We can now have a conversation.
Right. The little baby gonna be having something very soon. And we ain't sharing none of it with the people though. Except for JoJo. Okay, let me stop. I'm getting crazy, but listen, but we always see each other. Black up. We do have a little bit more time today. Unfortunately, Erica did have to leave and take care of some things. So we have a little bit more time today. So that's why I was like, shoot, I got my boy here. We chatting it up and doing the things of the things, but we do need to start getting into our final segment, which is kind of something we're already along the lines of discussing. But what do we see for the future of Kick, and what is some of the highs and the lows that you're seeing on the platform right now? Where are we going?
I can see that Kick can be that thing. Kick can be, I feel like right next to Twitch and YouTube. I feel like Kick can do it, but I feel like Kick needs a structural re-overhaul. I feel like the criterias need to be redone. You guys are saying one thing and doing another. That needs to change. And maybe, this is just me, maybe the Kick staff monetization team, I think maybe they either need more help or need to be restructured so that they can respond to everything. Because from what I've noticed, when people either do KCPI, people do verification now, they get it because they meet the metrics. Right. And they send the email. But sometimes people get the metrics, send the email, and don't get it. And they don't really tell them why. They just get like a blanket statement. And I'd rather you just go, this is why you're not getting it.
Okay.
Like, come out and just tell that person, like, hey, this is why you're not getting it. If you're view bonding, there you go. This is the reason why you're not getting it, because we know your stuff is fake. Call you out what
more
it is.
More so than what the platform, I'm sorry to interject again, but more so than what platforms sometimes already have in place. And I don't care who gets mad about me saying it. I've said it from the beginning, and I'll say it until the end of my time on every platform I've been on, be it Twitch, be it this one, be it TikTok. TikTok is the hugest one for adding the extras onto the streams as well. That's why I always just pay attention to what the hell I'm doing, who is in the chat, who I can see, and who I'm dealing with. That's how I operate my streams and all that stuff. I don't pay attention to numbers and all of those things. But if you are adding, you know, they claim certain people are adding thousands and thousands and thousands of, come on now, like we see you, we know.
It's like this. If you're adding thousands of views, but yet only one or two people are talking to you, something, either my math is off or you're doing something you know you're blatantly not supposed to be doing.
If the math is not math, then it's what it is.
They keep telling me 2 + 2 = 8, and I'm like, I know it's 4. I did pay attention.
So, yes, I just had to add that to it. So, like you're saying, yes, if the reason is, like, you're egregiously view-botting or your content or something within your content that's not lining up with the views of the platform, you would like them to break that down for you and just tell you this is why.
Like, just come out and tell them, like, hey, this is why this is not working.
Yeah.
Don't stop, like, going around and beating around the bush on it. If you give someone a blanket generic statement in an email, that makes people go, A, this doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
B, I've done all, it's like when you at work and you do all the work your boss tells you and you're supposed to get your raise and you don't get it and you ask why and they don't give you the answer, they just give you the blanket statement. That's gonna make you mad and go, you know what, I don't need this.
Gonna piss you off. Yes it will.
And that's why we've started losing a lot of people.
Yeah,
all these big name contract people, Dipset, disappeared, left, didn't care.
Boom,
they took their money, was like, yeah, thanks. We have so much stuff here. You have a great foundation. Kick, you, I will be honest, you have a great foundation. Build the right bricks in the right places. Invest in the people you need to do. Invest in the ideas people are having. And I don't mean just the gaming tournaments. Invest in the other stuff.
Yeah.
Invest in someone having a talk show or just mix it up.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm right there with you.
I am so sick of seeing Call of Duty tournaments here. And I'm just like, okay, that's like the 12th one. But you keep doing you, dog. I appreciate it.
I can't breathe.
It's not
that it never works.
Like, it's not that I hate Call of Duty. It's just, it's not my cup of tea. Plus, Call of Duty to me is the same thing every year. To me, it has no difference.
Yeah.
I rarely play it. I've had it bought for me, and I still won't even install it. I just go, thanks.
Right.
But,
yeah, and call it a day.
Like, y'all need to hire my man who made the chat bots and everything. You need to just put him on kickstaffs and let him do what he's already doing.
Would be brilliant.
You need to get, like, some social media people in here to not only evaluate what people are doing, you can also help people grow.
Yeah.
We can actually start doing classes on social media just so people can start figuring out how to do it correctly. Because I see people post stuff, don't get no reaction to it, then get mad. There's a way to do things. And there's a way, if you do it just right, you'll get the reaction you need.
Yeah, there you go. Without having to tear people down and be nasty and egregious.
That's the third thing. There is no need to be angry and so hostile because you're not getting what you want. That's showing your immaturity.
Right.
That's why, like, when I read stuff on Twitter, like, oh, Kick's done this again, I go, let me actually do my research before I say a word on this.
Yeah, like, that is so true.
Like the lady that was homeless that kid did that to. I was actually very angry about that. Because that's just immature. Terrible. That's rude. And I felt, Kick, as a company, this kid is representing your company.
Yeah.
You need to get ahead of this and now do something about it. Because it's not only making you look bad, it makes everyone attached to this look bad.
Yeah. Come on.
Like I said, I am in no way, I don't have the qualifications to be saying that I do all this. I'm just looking at it as a consumer. Streaming is a new consumer product. What you show people is what people will take you as.
Come on, tell them.
It's like, I'm going to use an example. If I gave you a new hair care product, but I don't use it on myself, you're not going to use it because I won't use it on myself.
Right. Isn't that so crazy? I'm like, you wouldn't even do it to you.
Like, so why am I going to do it? And then come to find out it burns my scalp.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reason why. Don't be a snake oil salesman. Don't do this.
Give you some kind of disease. These crazy people.
I'm like, I'm good. But Kick, you have the good things you can do. I like that y'all gave out different categories. One of the few things I would change is that allow somebody, if they only have one viewer, let them host that one viewer to somebody else. Don't restrict it to five people. That's kind of not cool.
That's a good one. I've yet to hear anybody say that because every single person has value, whether it's one viewer or 1,000 viewers. Everyone has value. So I totally agree. You should be able to host as long as there is at least one person there. Bring yourself and that other person into somebody else. That is so true.
That's how word of mouth gets spread. It goes from 1 to 2, 2 to 10, 10 to 100.
Come on.
One person can change someone's life. I've gone into streams in the dead of night or in the butt crack in the morning. I go into people's streams that have zero viewers and just have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they need that, like, boost.
Yes. Yes.
Just to feel like their stuff mattered, even if it's for 1 minute, their stuff mattered.
Yep. Just having that one person come through, acknowledge, chop it up for a bit can really, truly, brighten someone's whole mood. I see it in streams all of the time. So I love that you do that as well.
I'm not going to say, like, some people I go in there talking, they don't talk back because they're either way too focused on their game or doing other stuff. Get it.
Yeah.
Like for me, like, I have a crazy idea for Kick and I really wanted to do it, but I might just do it myself anyway. I wanted to do Anime Jeopardy where the winning team would get 5 subs for each person.
Oh my God, Black Up, freaking do that. Just do the front page. I'm gonna kick your butt after this stream.
Why you wanna kick my butt for? I did nothing wrong.
I don't know if I'm gonna do it. No, freaking at least pitch that. And you can, and not just for the sake of being on the front page, but it's also a front page. What I will say, it does give, of course, more exposure, and it allows people, like, you know, my Anime Jeopardy. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. The otakus can nerd the fuck out. We want to see this. So like, try to pitch it for us, not just for you, for us, damn it.
I know. I have been busy. I have tried to write the business plans for them. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to give them a whole business model for this to see if it would work.
Yeah.
That way they can't say I didn't do my job and my part for it.
There you go. And that is the thing right there, making sure that you're also doing your due diligence to advocate for yourself. Do you have experience writing grants?
Yes, I do. I actually wrote, that's how I got into college. I actually got the Pell Grant and got another grant for it. I wrote and proved it. Yep. Like, I had to write a whole paper and then actually explain it, and the professor was impressed I was able to do that.
And that's absolutely brilliant. And I don't think that people, and I just wish that people would understand, if you come from that grant writing understanding or writing proposals, you have to frame yourself in such a way where it's like, hey, I'd like to do this thing because it's going to benefit you as well in this way, or it's going to allow me to do this, which will then benefit X, Y, and Z. But some people literally just want it because I want it. And that is not a selling point.
Like when you're it's like when you're writing a sponsor and you're trying to get a sponsorship.
Yes.
You have to A, present yourself, B, back what you're saying up with not only data from what you're getting. Like, for example, for you, I would be like, all right, Lauren Shay streams on these times a day. Yes. She has this many people. Her fluctuation does not go down below this number. Mm-hmm. She always has a high of these numbers. And this is what her impact is doing. I can literally do a whole graphic chart on it.
Yep. Get your media kit out.
Once you present that, they'll go, oh, okay. Send it up the ladder. Okay, that actually looks like that'd be approved. Approve.
There it is.
I have gotten 3 games by doing this that I did not pay for. They were sponsored by someone else sending them to me.
Yes, I did want you to, of course, give us your sponsorships and other places we can find you towards the end of our segment. But I do, again, want to commemorate you on locking down sponsorships, y'all. In these streaming streets can be a difficult thing to do. But if you put yourself out there, pitch yourself, and also take a genuine interest, like I always say, in the product or in the game or anything that you are sponsoring, that helps a lot as well. So congratulations to you on securing sponsorships. It's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not. And then you have to actually do a lot of stuff after. It's not just, oh, we give you stuff. You have to do stuff after you get that stuff.
To maintain it. Exactly. That's a whole another segment we're going to have to do one day.
Do it. These are things that I feel like you, like you said before in your streams, you were meant to do live TV. And I feel like you were meant to do it, but unfortunately, because live TV is kind of going, this is like the perfect spot for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I feel
much.
Like once you have your kid, you're going to have a whole Bobby segment. I'm just going to be like, yep, that works.
The mommy talks with Lauren Shay LA. Lord have mercy. I'm going to need them. Absolutely brilliant. Well, before I let you go, I do want to ask you, what is a piece of advice that you could give, just one piece of advice you could give to somebody that is new coming into the creator space, regardless if it's Kick, Twitch, wherever, coming into creator space? What's a piece of advice?
Make sure your mic is on when you start your OBS.
Major one.
Don't do what most of us have done and just go talk for 20 minutes to know that our mic has not been on this entire time and going, Oh my god,
I heard none of that.
Please, just do that for my sake. Please.
That is, listen, y'all take the advice, turn their mics on. And I want to add to it something that you said earlier, self-narration. Even if you don't see certain people in chat at the time and you feel like you might feel a little crazy at first doing it, like, damn it, you're talking to myself. But there's something that you might say out loud, either about the game you're playing or about your day or just about something in general, an interesting fact that somebody might end up picking up and hearing, and then you start a whole conversation, make a whole connection in that way. So you actually brought that up earlier, and I just wanted to back it up.
I've done it. That's how Jay Sosa found me. He literally heard me doing my stories from the airport, because I work at the airport, and I was going through my stories, and he was like, yo, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I'm like, welcome to the airport. We get crazies every day.
Every day. And every day, you are absolutely phenomenal, The Black Up. We appreciate you spending your time with us this evening. I would love it if you would let us know what are some of the things that you have going on, whether it be like, I know Anime Jeopardy is coming. Somebody can talk about Anime Jeopardy is coming, y'all.
I shouldn't say it because now I got to finish it. Okay.
And you're going to make it happen. But what else you have coming up, and any sponsorships or anything like that you might want to plug? Other places to find you?
I am sponsored by Zenny Games. Shout out to the Realm of Reigns. They are actually a site. They're not a site. They're a sponsorship by Yuki the Ninja. She started this to help certain small streamers get sponsorships and other things. So shout out to her. She's actually a really great person. Giant anime nerd, also loves to paint. Just going to plug that in. I am sponsored by Zenny Games. I was also sponsored by, like, Strike. You ever actually heard the game Strike, I actually got a reviewer copy. I've never gotten one of those before, and it was really cool to have. I'm actually also there's a anime one I'm trying to get sponsored by for. I'm still in talks with, so I cannot say its name until the stuff has been signed and I's are dotted. But that's what I'm sponsored by. And Lord, I think you would be a great fit for Realm. That's why I keep talking you up to her, because you know.
Oh, thank you.
She asked me questions, I give her answers. But
that's Yuki's, right? Yuki's group up to help people get sponsorships. I'll definitely have to reach out to her. Then I have her on Twitter as well.
She has a whole thing. She helps people with media kits, editing, all types of stuff. She literally does all this out of her own pocket, guys.
Wow. That's a queen right there. To my own heart.
So that's all for me. My future things I'm doing, I'm actually shooting a skit currently called Supervillain Therapy, where I'm playing like different supervillains, actually going through, sitting down, having like conversations, going, do you really need to do this? And, like, maybe. Gosh.
Black Up, and I love that.
I'm doing it literally using my iPhone camera and just my imagination. So hopefully my editing skills, I'll get it out. I'm waiting for some wigs to come in and then I can finish.
Okay.
Yeah, I went all out with props and stuff. That's going to be
exclusively
on my YouTube. And it's going to be like 1 minute shorts just to be like, hey, I'm also trying, if I can find enough people in my area, I'm with a friend of mine. I'm trying to shoot my first anime skit.
Okay. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
That can just get going.
Okay.
And I'm also trying to finish up some gaming reviews and some anime and manga reviews on my YouTube.
That is absolutely brilliant, my brother. And you know, we're going to be out there in these Kickshimmer streets, YouTube streets, TikTok, wherever you create, we're going to be right behind you to support you. And you know, I can't wait to see these wigs when you're over here slaying like Lauren Shay. I'm like, oh, a Black Up might be one. Are you trying to one up me?
Nah, I can never one up you, queen. I can only attempt just to get to that level.
You got it, boss. Listen, thank you again for your time. Thank you for working with us through. I know we had some issues at first, but you are the solution. So God bless you. I cannot wait to plug up with you on Anime Jeopardy. And for everything else you have going on, if you ever, ever, ever need me, you know where to find me, baby. I'll be right there.
Look, I know you will. That's why I try not to need you, because so many people need your help.
All right. I always make time for you, brother. We got this.
All right.
Madam, take care of yourself.
Rest, and you have a nice night.
God bless you. I'll see you next time, babe.
All right.